That would be .com. Now, we have another guest in the studio. You probably saw Evan Wexel sneaked in after the pool party over at Don't Tell Mom on 46th Street. You know, he just got out of the water.
We like Ron
Sydney,
Pool's
party.
We were
on the same show.
So. All right, Ron. So you were on the same show with Sidney Meier tonight.
Did I had
Sidney
no
wear
idea.
That blue blouse he has?
He was like a little Elvis meets vaudeville. It was a nice little combo.
Joey just referred to his button down, which is like your usual wasp button down, as a blouse.
I know. What is that about?
No, he's wearing a shirt. That's slightly homophobic.
No, the one that he wears at the club. He's not wearing that now.
But it's still a shirt, isn't it?
No.
Which club are you referring to? His or
Don't
one that
Tell
you guys
Mama
join?
When he does his act. He gets up there with the blouse. He wears this purple blouse.
Good advice. That's what he's.
Yeah, good advice.
I think we should have a tote board. Every time someone gives your thing a hit, we should have like the drum roll. Remember the Rosengarten?
Yeah. That would be officialjoeyreynolds.com.
Every time there's a hit, we should have a little drum roll and a tote.
Now, Eric, do you have a website before we even
do you have a blouse, more
play?
Importantly?
Oh, yeah.
Funnyevan.com. That's looking for this. Funnyevan.com. And I have a MySpace as well. It's like I'm with my top eight right now.
Yeah.
We're all just sitting around.
And you love Modi. You've seen him on television.
I've seen, I recognize all the comics, recognize all the other
And you've
comics
stolen either. Some of his jokes, which he puts on his website. You've taken two or three.
On my desktop, I have like a whole Modi folder. Yeah.
And probably you took my bio and tried to get by with the 38 jobs I've had. You're probably trying to look good.
I'm now in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame as well.
Is no one going to mention this? He has the same hand gestures as Mickey. Am I the only one picking up on this?
Yeah.
People listening, when Mickey tells his jokes in the room here, his hands are flying all over the place. You would think he's on national television. Evan talks the same way.
Evan's going to pick up a guitar, which Mickey won't do, and he's going to sing a song. What are you going to do, Evan?
Gotta do it now. We're running out of time.
Oh, yeah.
No problem. Whatever you guys want to hear.
Well, you pick up the guitar
this
and do one.
Wayne Newton.
Your land.
Play something.
Okay. Run.
Okay. You pick the song.
You pick something.
Okay.
You
hurry up. Cut me off whenever you'd like.
Thank you.
Here's a story about two young cowboys named Dennis and Jack. Spent the summer 63 up in Wyoming on a mountain of broke back. They were riding horses, herding sheep, but cold lonely nights made it hard to sleep. So they pitched a tent and Dennis in deep into Jack's hay on broke back mountain. Gay cowboys are running free. Oh, what a story. Not a turn on for me. Woohoo! Gear done. Not be redneck if you. An abridged version for you guys. So that's a go.
I like that a lot. Mountain. We like that a lot.
We can do another one. Come on, you got time.
Oh, wow. We're just
7 seconds.
Off. Yeah. 7 seconds. Yeah. Okay. This is Brett Michaels performing Every Rose Has Its Thorn.
Take it easy. Evan Wexel is here tonight.
Okay.
You don't have to speed. Let us.
Okay. I'll let you speed me.
Just right. The news will start, okay, you know.
Yeah. I'll do a little impersonation for you because I was...
Anytime you want.
I was on Long Island and Brett Michaels was headlining at a bar and I'm like, you know what, I'm going to do Brett Michaels performing Every Rose Has Its Thorn
cool.
30 years from now. So here we go.
I have psoriasis.
I know the cat that's sucking the brick behind in the wall, the same voice.
Thank you.
So, Evan, you use the guitar as a prop. Most
I use,
times.
Yeah, you can say it a prop. It kind of drives everything.
Yeah, they used to use my head when I was a kid. Well, now, I would like to ask you, what it is you do? What
the hell are you doing, man?
It's a way of saying don't quit your day job.
Yeah. No.
We don't get this.
What are you doing, stand-up comedy or?
It's musical comedy. It's just, original songs, drive.
Act the fool.
Act the fool, play the fool.
I mean, do you open or do you close? Are you a top or are you a bottom? Which is this?
Joey, I do check your hits.
I do my hour. You know, I do my schools, my
you
clubs, my colleges.
Down.
Have you done your tight 10?
Oh, yeah. Plenty of times.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Well, this is wonderful. That's how you get into
it's
comedy.
A
you know, then Seinfeld comes in and takes your spot.
What's the deal with that?
Nothing much. All right, so I love the idea that you're free flowing and you never knew the show existed here and you'd never heard it.
And I had my mom clue me in a little bit.
Yeah.
She knows
so
all
everybody
the
always tells me their grandmother listens. You know, I mean, I always get.
He said his mom and he's 20.
All right. Are you 20?
No, let's say yes.
Let's say you're a liar.
Let's say I'm 12 and the bar mitzvah's next year.
I once got a hit on my website from this show from some woman in Florida. Her daughter was with her. Her granddaughter was with her when she was listening. She goes, they was listening to the show and she said you sounded cute. So I went to your website and checked you out and. Then she sent me her picture. She had a mustache. But that's besides the point.
But if she actually,
you never know.
It means a lot of people thought that, Modi. Yeah. She just had the nerve to actually write you.
Well, can you believe in 1985?
Ethanol.
In 1985, when we were working at NBC, Paul,
yeah.
I hit on Judy Gold. Remember that?
Judy Gold. I remember tall Judy
never
Gold.
Never knowing that she didn't care about me.
She doesn't like men. But she's funny.
All right, so Evan Wexel, we'll see you where next. Where are you working next?
You're next going to see me at University of Akron if you guys want to make the trip to Akron, Ohio on Tuesday. AirTran, cheapest flight.
You have a website.
You go back to
school. FunnyEvan.com is the site for all the madness.
You're done here. We don't see you anymore in New York.
I've just been here the past week doing wedding plans and everything, regardless, and I've done a show like every day.
You're getting married?
I'm getting married, and yeah, I'm staying at my in-laws' house right now, like sleeping in their bed, because my mom turned my old room into a home office. So I have nowhere to go.
Sounds like my mother.
Yeah. Fighting
Sounds
the cats
like your
off.
Wife.